Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan.
Is a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for the frying pan. There we go. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind a successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Hey, it's awesome to be in
studio. Yeah, it's good to have you here on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
We had the last couple of weeks, we've had you on the phone because you've been traveling all around the world.
Yes.
Probably, I haven't asked, but probably pitching and doing some invention type stuff.
A lot of thinking. You know, I spent a lot of time traveling and by sampling new cultures, new foods. You know, we were up in we were in Ohio for a while near Kent State. So again, new environments. It really gets new ideas churning.
That sounds good.
That's why they call it brainstorming, actually. It's one of the original reasons.
Okay. All right. So as you know, this Friday night has become a staple here on WGN Radio. This is where Steve Gadlin gives us his idea tonight.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Gadlin, what is tonight's frying pan?
Well, I'm going to get sophisticated on you, Justin. You're a parent, right?
Yes, I am.
Me too. And one of the hardest things to do as a parent, I think all parents will agree, is to get your children to eat their French fries, their hot dogs, or their hamburgers. So what I've done is invented a new, I won't even call it a condiment, I'm going to call it a fundament, okay?
Okay.
Ketchup-flavored ice cream. So it's an ice cream flavored like ketchup with the appearance of ketchup that encourages your kids to finish eating their fries, finish eating that hot dog, and have another bite of that hamburger because every kid loves ice cream. Mm-hmm. So by hiding that ketchup, hiding that healthy, nutrient-full ketchup in the form of ice cream gets kids excited about finishing that hot dog or dipping those fries.
What do you call it? You just call it ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Well, we're trying to think of a catchy name, to be honest. You know, Fundament is... I know it will say Fundament on the container, okay, but we want to give it a name other than Fundament, obviously. You know, maybe catch ice cream. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be honest. I've been thinking about good names, and I know a lot of times your callers have alternate names to what I come up with anyway.
Well, they have good ideas. So let's throw the number out there. 312-981-7200. Tonight's idea, it's a fundament.
Yeah.
And it's a ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
To encourage kids to,
you know, to finish their fries, finish that hot dog. So instead of putting ketchup on a hot dog, which I know is verboten in this city, but, you know, for the kids you do it, you put on this ketchup-flavored ice cream. Mm-hmm. So it encourages them to dig into that hot dog because suddenly they're not having... You know, they're not eating healthy food anymore as far as they're concerned.
So it's psychological.
Yeah, psychological. It makes that healthy hot dog more appealing to them by slathering it in ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Okay. I'll let the listeners kind of get at it here. Questions, concerns, comments. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text that number. You can call it. 224 kind of starts off in the same vibe that I have.
Yeah.
It seems like, that's a good idea, but
great.
Why not make it for fruits and vegetables as opposed to ketchup?
Well, you know, if you can get your kids to finish their fruits and vegetables by spreading some ketchup-flavored ice cream on their fruits and vegetables, go to town. But I think the flavor of ketchup combined with fruits and vegetables might be a turnoff for kids. So this is really focused on getting them to finish those foods you would otherwise put ketchup on. Hot dogs, mm-hmm. hamburgers, and French fries. Healthy foods that sometimes kids leave on the plate. You know, my kid will take two or three bites of their hot dog and say, when's dessert? I'm full now, but I'm not full for dessert. It's the ultimate parenting catch 22. Too full to finish this hot dog, not too full for dessert. So by putting that ketchup ice cream on the hot dog, you're combining those two things. You make them think they're getting dessert. In reality, you're getting them to finish that hot dog. And, you know, a healthy helping of ice cream.
So it's really about, and it's sort of in the category of positive tricking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, we can call it franking. It's like pranking, but since it's on hot dogs, you call it a frank.
Frank.
So you're franking them with ketchup-flavored ice cream.
You're franking them with ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Yeah, all right, can be part of the commercial.
Lighting up here, 312-981-7200. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? Mm-hmm. We'll give a little bit of time for Pete to be able to get all the calls in here, and also
I hope he can catch up with all of these phone calls.
We'll continue with the frying pan. Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. The guest in studio, of course, Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur, innovator, and inventor, and the man behind the Friday night segment, The Frying Pan, 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call in. The lines are lighting up. Steve Gadlin, because people are interested in critiquing your idea, your fundament, ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Ketchup-flavored ice cream is a way to get your kids to finish their fries, hot dogs, and hamburgers, or other foods that go well with ketchup. By taking that ketchup condiment and turning it into something kids love, which is ice cream. So, you know, it's a ketchup replacement. Hey, that's what's going on. And you use it to encourage your kids psychologically to finish that food.
Mm. All right, 312-981-7200. The lines are lighting up. Let's go to them. You ready? Let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the Fundament ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Absolutely nay. This is John. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. Hey, listen, I like ice cream. I like ketchup, but I think ketchup-flavored ice cream is disgusting. That's like having sardine-flavored ice cream or bacon-flavored ice cream. And then, by the way, like, how are you going to combine the two to make it convincing as ice cream, but really it's truly ketchup? I don't think it's going to sell too good after the first taste.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thanks for that.
By the way, I won't buy any.
Well, I'll tell you.
Thanks, John.
You know, I think John would buy some, because what we'll do is get in grocery stores with those people that give you samples, and honestly, one taste and you'll want the jar. Hmm. So, you know, how are we going to hide it? There's no need to hide it. You're going to be pretty upfront with your children about it. Say, well, hey, kids, I know you won't finish those fries dipped in that ketchup, but how about I give you this? And then they'll see that ice cream scoop come out. They'll see that red, you know, almost
maybe
neon.
They think it's raspberry or...
Well, no, you say, this is ketchup ice cream. Dip your fries in this, and they're going to love it. Yeah.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Glenn, yay or nay on the Fundament ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Oh, totally nay. Mm. I agree with the last guy. That just sounds absolutely horrible. Mm. And this guy is so arrogant in his what he says. I mean, ketchup-flavored ice cream? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, here's something you might not know. A few people know this, actually. So it's ice cream and ketchup. The difference in ingredients is just one. Do you know one ingredient separates ketchup and ice cream? Do you know what that ingredient
ketchup?
Is? Well, no, that's the other way around, yes. But ketchup is made out of sugar and vinegar and tomatoes. The only thing missing there to turn it into ice cream is milk. So how many times have you accidentally spilled some milk in your ketchup, gotten that on your fries, and thought to yourself, this is not half bad? Now imagine that with the consistency of an actual ice cream.
I have never done that. Hmm. And I never would. Hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, but a lot of people have. I think you'll agree with me that a lot of people have. You know, if you've got a milkshake.
No,
there.
I doubt that.
Okay.
Well, then we'll agree to disagree is what we'll agree on.
Yes. Okay.
Then we're on the same page. So ice cream, you know, it's not as big a leap as John's making it sound.
No, we're on different pages.
Oh, Glenn, I'm sorry, Glenn.
Glenn, thanks, Glenn. We appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Same page, though.
Let's go to Syed. Syed, you are on yay or nay With ketchup. Okay, you didn't even get through it. You got nay, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, nay, and the reason is that covering up vegetables in your regular food with ice cream, is that really a great idea, all things considering the obesity rate and the epidemic that's happening in the world today? You know, and now all of a sudden, like, here you go, here's some, you know, why not just sprinkle some sugar on it and eat that?
Yeah, right, right. So really you're asking about the health concerns of putting ice cream, french fries, hot dogs, hamburgers together ketchup.
It's not so bad.
Thanks, Syed.
If you look at a serving of ketchup, you're talking about 50, 60 calories that kids are adding to their food. So ice cream ketchup is a little more than that. It's by a factor of about 10. So you get about 500, 600 more calories you're adding to a meal. But... you know, kids today are exercising a lot more than they used to with these apps, this Punk-A-Man Go, you know, that kids are playing. There's a lot more exercise happening. So it's a lot, you know, it's supplemental. But what you're getting them to do is eat more, because one of the big problems, again, all parents will agree, is your kid leaves a hot dog on their plate with only one bite. Now, talk about waste when kids are hungry. So
773, won't you have to wait until the ice cream melts? So now the kids have to eat cold, soggy fries?
No. You don't wait until it melts. You just dip right in, or you spread it on your hot dog the same way you would ketchup, or you slather it on top of a burger. So it practically turns a burger into a delicious ketchup-flavored ice cream sandwich. It's not hard. It's more like a frozen yogurt soft-serve consistency because of what the vinegar and the tomato base does to the cream. Mm-hmm. There's a small curdling reaction that happens when it freezes, so it never gets fully frozen. So you can dip a fry into
it. 708 asked the question, you know, why not make a chocolate flavored hot dog or a Sugar Smacks flavored fries? I mean, do it all if you're going to go do it up.
Well, look, that sounds like turning healthy food into junk food. What we're doing is just adding a healthy version of a junk food on top of those healthy meals to get kids to finish what's on their plate. And really, I tell you, it's character building. The Clean Plate Club was not invented for naught. That's a character building exercise to get kids to clean their plate, even when faced with foods they may not enjoy. So you sweeten the deal a little bit. You throw a little ice cream on top of that hot dog, and suddenly all your kids are in the Clean Plate Club. They're running the Clean Plate Club.
312-981-7200. We're continuing to evaluate and give feedback to entrepreneur Steve Gadlin and his new idea, his fundament, ketchup-flavored ice cream.
And I call it that because the word condiment always refers to like something you add to a food, but we're making it fun by combining it with ice cream. So fundament.
Fundament. 773, you're putting something cold on top of something hot, and you're just going to have one sloppy glob of greasy food. And secondly, way to go, Steve, lie to your kids.
Well, I'm not lying to kids. I'm saying, kids, if you don't like your burger with ketchup, look at this great jar of ketchup-flavored ice cream, and how about I put that on your burger? And then I don't even finish that sentence before they're putting it in their mouth.
I mean, I guess you're right in the sense that what you're trying to do is make a condiment, as you say, a fundament, be more enticing for kids to finish their meal.
Yeah, and that melting problem's not even an issue, because this stuff is so hopped up chemically that it doesn't respond to heat the same way normal ice cream does. It is, it's real thick and gelatinous, and it'll stay that way for hours in the hot sun. A lot of times we're eating this stuff out at a picnic, so we can't have it melt the way ice cream does.
Dawn, let's go to you. Yay or nay on ketchup flavored ice cream?
Absolutely nay. I feel like this is a joke. I mean, I can't even believe this is a serious conversation.
Well, it's obviously not getting any yays, so Steve may...
A lot of times I know you start the show with
no,
with
I'm
one
going pretty
go
much, I'm just pretty much going down the line. I'm not doing any curating.
But here's the thing. I mean, number one, you have to stop referring to hot dogs and french fries as healthy foods that we're trying to get our kids to eat. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe that that's something that's coming out of your mouth. And then second, that they're so infused with chemicals that they won't melt.
Yes,
and this is what we're giving our kids. I feel like,
well,
at the end of all this, you're going to say we're all being punked.
No, Dawn.
Maybe we're being franked.
No, yeah, you're right. I understand the.
Thanks, Dawn.
You know, you're a little. You disagree with me calling hot dogs, hamburgers, and French fries healthy foods, but you have to remember, foods are never healthy or unhealthy on their own. You know, that's something we learned from cereal commercials growing up. You'd see a commercial for Frosted Flakes, part of your complete nutritious breakfast. So I think the same thing. I think all parents would agree that a hot dog is part of your nutritious
lunch or dinner, or breakfast. No judgment.
Yeah. So, you know, this adds a little sparkle to that and maintains that healthy theme by adding ketchup to that ice cream.
All right, let's try some more here. Glenn, yay or nay on the ketchup-flavored ice cream?
You know, as a wonderful, as nay. All of his other ideas I thought were exceptionally fine.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Glenn.
This one leaves me cold.
Yeah. That's good.
And, you know, as a name for it, well, out of politeness, I can't say.
That's good.
You know, and I can't, but I don't know of any kid that doesn't like hot dogs or.
Yeah. Maybe, thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Glenn. Maybe that's part of the problem. We'll talk about that. I want to get to Lynette before we get to the break, so we get the callers here. Lynette, are you there? It's loud up there. Yay or nay on the ketchup flavored ice cream?
Nay. Dawn said it perfectly. There's no way you consider all of those foods healthy. A conscientious parent is trying to read the labels and give their kids nutritious food that isn't packed with chemicals, isn't packed with sugar, isn't packed with meat byproducts, and to make ketchup into an ice cream is ridiculous.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Lynette.
Well, no, I take issue with calling something a meat byproduct because I buy all products. So, you know, we're not talking about free hot dogs, if that's what they were implying.
No, I don't think they were.
Okay. Well, good. Then we're on the same page.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. There's a lot of text here, and it's hard to get through because I really like to keep a lot of these for the end,
okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one. You know, who's a 414? Maybe you should consider, consult a dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
Because a hot dog is not a healthy food.
Well, again, it is definitely part of a nutritious meal. And, you know, when you're parenting, I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of these people saying that are not parents. You realize quickly as a parent that it's not always about the healthiest option. Sometimes it's about the quickest option.
All right. So let me I think 708's got exactly what I was going for here.
Okay.
It's a nay. First, it's getting kids to eat hot dogs, burgers, fries. Is that really an issue?
Mm-hmm.
I could not see a fundament. Or this is persistent. I could see a fundament for vegetables or soup, but not fun foods. Second, aren't kids notorious for hating their foods to be mixed together or even touching other foods on their plates?
Well, first off, you know, my kids can't get through a hot dog or a hamburger or french fries without throwing it on the floor and begging for dessert. But, you know, my kids have a high sugar tolerance. They're constantly asking for sugar. So when we don't have sugar on a food, it's hard for them to swallow. They take a bite into a hot dog and are repulsed by the bitterness of the flavor. And I think that happens with a lot of kids. So, you know, this was born of that, right? It's okay. Well, let's take that ketchup that would normally go on there. Let's sweeten it up a little bit with cream, milk, more sugar, and, really make a hot dog palatable for a kid. A lot of adult foods are not palatable to kids. So something like a hot dog or a hamburger, something as sophisticated as fried sliced potatoes, papas fritas, they say in France, this helps get through that, I think. And again, I think any parent who calls would agree with me.
All right. Well, there's a lot of parents, it seems, on the line. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break to get to the news. It'll be a quick break, about 5 minutes, and then we will come and we will answer all the calls. 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan, tonight's idea, ketchup-flavored ice cream. Yay or nay? Stay with us. Rob Martyr, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Justin, as you know, I am, in fact, a parent of four children.
Of course.
And I think this is the dumbest idea I have ever heard Steve come up with.
Well, but parent callers. I didn't say parents in the building. Parent
well,
callers.
If you'd like, when I'm done, I'll actually call in mm-hmm. and tell you the same thing.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, there you heard it,
Justin. Yeah. You know me; I am a huge Steve Gavin.
You are.
Fan.
You definitely give him a lot of encouragement, and you give him a lot of respect. So.
This one's going nowhere, my friend.
It's going nowhere.
Fair. That's fair.
I have yet to hear a yay. So, if there's callers out there that like the idea that Steve's pitching the ketchup flavored ice cream, 312.
Well, Roger Badish would give it a yay.
Yeah, well, we'll see if, Badish, 312-981-7200.
Let's take a look at the traffic situation right now with Roger Badish.
First, ketchup, ice cream, ketchup-flavored ice cream,
He loves it.
There you go, see?
Yeah, told you. Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan.
It's the download here on WGN Radio, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Friday night, so it's the frying pan. Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. It's a development deal after winning Shark Tank. Before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to the download, to the frying pan. Tonight's idea, a fundament, ketchup-flavored ice cream.
That's right. It is a way to get your kids to, really muscle through those hot dogs, hamburgers, and french fries. By adding ice cream to them and delivering something they're going to get anyway, which is that ketchup, right? So it's ketchup-flavored ice cream. You spread it on a hot dog. You slather it on a burger. Or you put it in a little dipping cup so they can dip their french fries in it. And it encourages them to actually finish those healthy foods they'd otherwise leave on the plate.
All right. So here we go. 224 says, my 8-year-old son said he'd try dipping fries in it.
Great. That's great.
There you go.
And I think they would finish that plate of french fries.
708 says, I see his point. Kids want ice cream, so you're giving them what they want, and you're getting them to eat their meal, too.
That's right. Bingo. That's that person summed it up. I'd hire that person to write my commercials.
224 also said, it's summer break. He's still up. Don't judge.
Oh.
On the 8-year-old.
You know what? And that's the thing.
Don't judge
is important. There are people who've already made clear on the show today that they don't disagree with me even feeding my kids hot dogs, hamburgers, and french fries. But sometimes as a parent, and again, I think any parent who calls would 100% agree with me, sometimes you go with the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the french fries for every meal because it's available, it's cheap, and it takes a little effort on your part.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the lines. Karen, yay or nay on ketchup-favored ice cream?
Oh, yay.
Thanks, Karen.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and I remember, and I still do this, I'm 64, on occasion I have a ketchup sandwich. White bread slathered with ketchup. It's the best thing.
And now imagine that ketchup being replaced with ice cream, Karen.
Well.
And you replace those slices of bread with two slices of Sara Lee pound cake. Now there's a sandwich.
Oh.
There you go.
We'll make a great lunch.
I think ketchup ice cream sounds fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Karen. See, it's the tide has turned here.
Yeah, that's
Let's
great.
Keep going. Jim, yay or nay for ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, I am a yay. I love ketchup. I put it on everything.
Oh, awesome, Jim.
I think what would help maybe a few more flavors, like ketchup french fry ice cream or ketchup garlic ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a garlic ketchup ice cream. That's, I'll tell you, I've been knocking around a lot of flavors.
Thanks,
and garlic
Jim.
Ketchup is one of them. So it's great that you reiterate an idea I had earlier. But, yeah, different flavors are something I'm working on.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're only halfway there. You've got to look at the other side and address the parents that are concerned about the ice cream. Mm-hmm. What about frozen yogurt that had a mustard flavor?
Oh, there you go. So
You're getting ahead of me because I didn't want to announce this tonight. I wanted to start by announcing my ketchup ice cream idea. But, yes, there's a frozen yogurt mustard idea that I had as well.
Fro-turd.
The name's a little suspect, but I think the concept,
you'll love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a great idea of mine. I'm glad you called to remind me to mention it.
224 says barbecue ice cream.
Putting ice cream on the grill causes a lot
of problems. I think flavored. Barbecue flavored.
Barbecue's not sauce. Barbecue's not actually a flavor. It's a method of cooking. No. So barbecue ice cream would be instantly melted and would actually probably damage the heating element on your grill.
You're not understanding. Okay, Philip, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream, Philip?
Yeah, just you, Justin. I'm addressing to you.
Okay, thank you.
Why not the way we grew up, sit there and eat it, and then you get dessert?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pick out what you want to put on there. It's all good. And I if I were Mark Cuban and I heard all this stuff for the past year, I would have to dismiss you, sir.
Yeah, right. That's a good – I get a lot of those texts, Philip.
Well, that's a shame.
Sit down, eat, you know, at least get a little more than halfway through. Then you get dessert.
Yeah.
The way we grew up.
But this
That's
way,
the way we grew up.
This
Thanks,
way,
Phillip.
Dessert, you know, people use dessert all the time as an incentive for a kid to finish their meal. This way, dessert becomes part of the meal, gets them through that hot dog so that they can then have more dessert.
Let's go to June. June, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Nay. Mm-hmm. I'm a 75-year-old grandma who probably has been eating ketchup since she's been one.
Wow.
And I just think that ice cream is like a dessert, a good item. I would never, ever try and make my grandkids, my kids, or anybody finish a hot dog with ice cream and ketchup on it. I think if they don't like it and they don't want it, then you do something else.
I think you would, though.
I would what?
You would try that.
No, I would not.
But I think you're misunderstanding then.
I don't think so, hon. I would never try and have them eat a hot dog with ketchup.
Well, but a grandparent is different than a parent, and I
would never have had my kids do that. And I
no,
think,
but ma'am, you're a grandparent. Now, I'm saying if some parents would call, we would, you know, I think they'd instantly see the benefit of this.
I don't think so, because I have grandkids here all the time that are young, hon. That
grandkids,
I see.
Right? But I'm looking for parents, not grandparents.
But you know, hon, my kids would do the same.
No, your grandkids. If you're
a
grandparent.
No, my kids. My kids would not.
Well,
do
wait. Are you a parent or are you a grandparent?
You'd be both.
I'm a grandparent, but if my daughters are here with their children,
no. If you have daughters, that would make you a parent.
Right, but none of us would ever offer ice cream and ketchup mix to have them eat a hot dog.
All right, June. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think
June's
confused.
No, I think June knows what's up.
Okay.
Is it Gata? Is it Gota? What's your name?
Gala.
Gotta. What do you think? Do you like yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Oh,
about
you.
20 years ago, I was at Duke University, and there was a Cajun restaurant that had cold prawns with the chili sorbet.
Hmm.
And it was a wonderful idea, and I think tomato ice cream there's time now for us to start thinking about using it in all sorts of
Yeah, and I tell you, the one you had years ago, what makes that different from mine is actually Bluetooth compatible. And 20 years ago, I don't even know that Bluetooth was a technology. So, you know, I don't want it to sound like I'm being derivative of an idea from a long time ago, because I think what I've got here is quite novel.
Okay, let's do Zach. Zach, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think anyone who disagrees doesn't really know what they're talking about.
Thanks, Zach.
I'm surprised no one has come up with it sooner, to be honest.
Well, and they haven't. I want to make that absolutely clear.
You're not stealing an idea.
No, no one has invented it before.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the tools to do it myself, I would definitely do that. But...
Well, they're patented, so I wouldn't even try.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
I love
thank
the
you.
Show.
I appreciate
thank you.
That.
Thank you. All right, that was nice for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Hey, that's a brilliant idea, sir. It's but I think it would be better. It's like in a milkshake. If you put it in a blender and then and mixed it together thoroughly, I think it would be a better idea.
Yeah,
well,
I'll
tell you what,
though. Thanks,
no,
Bill.
I think milkshakes really carry with them the connotation of being junk food. So that's not something I'd want to add to a meal.
Well, I love junk food.
Well, we all do. That's why we got to muscle through the healthy stuff like hot dogs, hamburgers, and French fries with a little ketchup ice cream in there.
Yeah.
You make a good point, but I still think I would put a milkshake together
with that. I would too. That sounds good.
That sounds a little unsophisticated to me.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
But, you know, I can't say yay or nay, but my concern is if it's ice cream, it's frozen.
Right.
If it's actually ketchup, it's refrigerated.
Well, that's the thing. You do put this in the freezer, but again, because of the chemical infusion that we put into this thing, it's never going to freeze the way ice cream does. It's never going to melt the way ketchup does. It's a real, it's almost a suspension, you know, it's a chunky suspension.
Great.
Almost like a pus. So it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Well, you know, the coloring, of course, it's not green, right? It's
red.
Red.
It'd be red. Yeah.
Sort of reddish, like a dark bloody red. So it's, you know, you put it in the freezer, it's not, but it won't freeze all the way is my point.
Okay. Well, you know what? You may consider using it for horror films.
Oh, yeah, like a stage makeup or stage blood.
A lot of the same ingredients.
Hmm. All right, thanks for that. Gary, yay or nay on ketchup-flavored ice cream?
I think a yay, but I'm going to improve it for him.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
I think you need to save the money on keeping it cold, and let's make it like a frosting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Well, you know, I don't know that kids enjoy frosting the way they enjoy ice cream, so I appreciate the feedback.
They do.
But I would trust, you know, the scientists that we've had on this, unless you also have scientists on it, too.
I actually do.
How many? How many scientists?
There's seven. And
we have eight scientists. So
you got me.
Yeah, I think. But I appreciate the suggestion. You just got to put a little more R&D into your work there, Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. All right, so 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to read some of the more colorful texts that came in tonight. It's the download. It's Frying Pan. It's Friday night. Stay with us. Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan. It's the download. It's a frying pan. It's Steve Gadlin. The idea tonight, of course, ketchup-flavored ice cream.
The fundament.
The fundament.
Yes.
We have a lot of texts, and I apologize in advance if I don't get to everyone, because I was just doing an estimation, and there are over 250 texts.
Oh, my gosh.
People are responding to this.
That's great.
So let's get to it. All right, so I printed a couple out, so we'll go rapid fire, okay? I don't have the numbers associated, so I apologize, but here we go. No, 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 no. Whatever this guy's idea is, no. It could be a cure for cancer. Still, no.
Well, that's funny they say that, because of some of the chemicals we use in the ketchup-flavored ice cream. It's not, I won't claim that it is a cure for cancer.
No, I think
they're
just...
But it's a detox.
They're just, well, okay.
It definitely will give a detox.
Yeah, I don't think that was the point.
You give this to a kid, and it's going to flush through their system something fierce.
Okay.
So after you put this on their food, you're going to want to allow a good 2 or 3 hours of alone time for them to flush that out.
Jeez Louise. Steve's ideas are better when delivered over the phone. He's obviously nervous and afraid of Justin's judgmental looks. Worst idea of 2016.
Okay.
Did he forget about having this gig tonight? Wow, didn't think he spent much time on this one. Didn't think he'd come up with a worse idea than the exploding candy, but bam. He's topped the dumbest idea ever. My kids are on the ground laughing at how crazy this dude is. Please tell him no.
Yeah, I never.
Hold on. There's more.
Oh.
No. From kids and parents everywhere. No.
You know, I never invented exploding candy. The invention was the pinata bomb that helped disperse candy in an even 100-yard radius. But the candy itself never exploded.
The whole philosophy is wrong. Does this guy not have kids? Never been a problem with getting three kids to eat fries or burgers. Clueless and arrogant. It's a good word for this guy, moron.
You give kids fries and burgers, you know, three meals a day, and eventually they get a little tired of it. It's hard for them to swallow, okay?
All right, some more stuff here. God, no. Gross. Now he's just lying. Kids are not exercising more. Please have him look at some research before he opens his mouth again. Federal government research does not support a word this dude has spoken.
Well, no, I think kids are exercising more, and you can tell because the kids are buying Fitbits now. So, you know, I think federal research is probably 9 or 10 years old at this point. You know, these federal
Steve,
studies.
Why do you hate children? I bet you would put Joe children. Camel on your package. Camel
no.
Joe.
No, I'm not into kids smoking cigarettes.
Someone called DCFS on Steve. He's practicing his ideas on his children, which can't be safe. Great Parenting. GM No. That's a good one.
Okay.
My Dog Would Hate It.
Okay.
847. This Guy Can't Take Criticism.
Well, you know what? You can't deliver criticism. Not you, Justin, but the person who texted that. My name isn't This Guy, it's Steve. So if you want to criticize, okay, it's best to, you know, you got to do your
research. I didn't. I'm just. 847, Bring Back Corn Milk.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, I would love, frankly, I'd love to sit down with a bowl full of ketchup ice cream and a nice tall glass of plumpy corn milk.
Plumpy corn, yeah. 219 says, don't be disrespectful to the grandmother. She's a mother as well with more knowledge and experience than you'll ever
well,
have. Moron.
You know, last time I checked, you can't be two things at once. You're a mother or you're
well,
a grandmother.
I think you can
pick.
Be. All right, we're not going to get pick. Back into it. We're running. This guy is never wrong. I'm from
Thank
Chicago.
You.
People don't put ketchups on a hot dog, regardless of ice cream.
Right, but kids do. You know, I think because kids don't have a sophisticated palate for relish, pickles, celery, salt, those types of condiments. So a lot of kids will eat ketchup on their hot dog, and even the most stringent Chicago hot doggery will acquiesce to those requests because they know ketchup is a food that kids enjoy.
Again, I'll say, just when I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard, you just keep on talking. Okay. Then I have to hear all the food Nazis calling about hot dogs and hamburgers, about being not being healthy. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a stolen idea from Tommy Boy, the movie Tommy Boy.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't have stolen it.
Okay. 847 says, no way, disgusting.
Okay.
No way on ketchup ice cream. Just because we can doesn't mean you should.
Well, right. And I'm not saying we should do everything that we can do.
Mm-hmm. 815 says, so did this guy get a couple of his friends to call in and say, yeah? Come on, those last couple callers were not believable. Ha 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 ha. Time to push the button and switch to intelligent radio.
Hmm. Well, which button is that? Hopefully the on button to turn on the show.
224 says, are you kidding me? Pus looking dark red color. You are gross.
Well, look, again, those are words I'm using not to describe to consumers, but to lure investors into right. into the project.
630 wants to know, is it a digital Bluetooth compatible?
No digital technology in ice cream. That would be ridiculous.
I hate this idea more than I hate ISIS.
Okay.
That one, that's good.
Okay.
815 gets personal. You ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
I think you just hit the issue. Your kids eat sugar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Your kids are as bat crazy as you are. Hmm. Now everything makes sense. He's creating products for his bizarre family. You may want to start testing products on normal kids from normal families.
Well, that does get a little personal, and I'll say it's, you know, it takes one to know one is all I can say.
What 224 wants to know, what makes this Bluetooth compatible?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bluetooth is a technology that allows simple devices to speak to your phone and send data back and forth. So we've embedded Bluetooth technology in the carton, so it's Bluetooth compatible.
708 says this guy needs to put his efforts into producing something where he can get military contracts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That may be very wise advice. To be honest, that might be the first solid piece of criticism I received on the show.
And then maybe he can move out of his parents' basement.
Ah.
That's okay. What the...
got it.
I forgot that part.
Got it.
Okay. Stop before he does any more.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going here. Hold on. Does Steve feed his kids sugar cubes? Sounds like he does. Also, what do rabbis think of Fundaments, dairy and meat?
Well, okay, I will address that, actually. No, I don't feed my kids sugar cubes. And also, this is a completely kosher product because, again, as I've alluded to, it's hopped up with chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actually have real dairy in the product. So it's a dairy-free product, which is part of the reason it has its strange texture. But again, you put colorful colors and shapes on the carton, and you call it ice cream, and kids are just going to love this stuff.
Hmm. Okay. I dip my fries into Wendy's Frosties, but never use ketchup for those fries.
Hmm. Well, they're halfway there. They almost had a good idea before I did.
And 815, we'll wrap it up here. 815... says, chemicals, Mark Cuban would never, ever, ever hear this sales pitch.
Well, you know, I think my opinion on that is pretty solid because I have actually partnered with him on a project before, and I don't know if this texter has.
There you go. And 309, let me do one more, sir, because yeah. I like this one. My horse even says nay.
Well, good. All horses say nay, but, you know, that's...
Well, that's going to do it tonight. I want to thank all the callers, all the texts, everyone that called in. Like I said, I mean, there were hundreds of texts and a number of calls, and I can't thank you enough for calling in to really express your disappointment in ketchup-flavored ice cream. This one was almost for the record. There were a couple yays in the middle, but most definitely Chicago has spoken. Download Nation. Not a fan.
Okay, so I'm about 50-50 now.
I would say that's not even... I think it's amazing, Steve, how many ideas you do every week. It's amazing. And next week, you're not going to be here.
Right.
You have a bit... You want to tell us about this? You have a television show that you're doing.
I will be a contestant on a game show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah, so it's sort of a twist on your standard quiz show, but with a modern surprise.
No, we know the show. It's
well, but it's different. It's not just a normal quiz show. It's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They give you really interesting ways to sort of bounce around questions and
I know what I'm saying is people know the show. It's been on the air for like 20 years.
Well, they can tune in then.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. It'll be a lot of fun.
So Steve Gadlin, Frying Pan will not be on next Friday, but hopefully we'll be able to have you the week after in August or at the end of July. Sure. Steve Gadlin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.